Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
Hi, Steph. Yes, this is the M2 division. We're getting near to the top. The four-minute calendar has just gone off, but here at Brass, I'm going to do the rundown of the division. So starting off, we've got Magdalen 1, Keys 2, Fitch 1, Churchill 1, Jesus 2, Downing 2, LMBC 2, Homerton 1, Queen's 2, First and Third 2, Wilson 1, Sydney 1, Darwin 1, Corpus 1, Christ 2, Evans 1, Pembroke 2, and the sandwich boat is Cat 2. Now, over at Ditton Corner, we should have Will McDermott, who, as well as being an expert commentator for Cam FM, is also the cock of one of the university women's boats. So, Will, we've heard a lot about what the braces will be thinking as they get ready to start. What's going through the cox's mind?
Hey, Ben. So, yeah, the cox's mind will be thinking a lot. I'd like to think in the boat, the cox will be the most nervous person. I've got the most loose on the course.
Okay, it sounds like we're having slight technical difficulties there with Will. Hopefully we'll be able to bring him back shortly. But someone who is a cox, someone who can see the coxes, over to Emma Wells on First Post Corner.
Hi Ben, yes, it's Emma here. I'm right at First Post Corner where the crowd is even thicker than it was earlier. And boats are still in at the bank because the 1 minute cannon hasn't yet gone. But when it does, they'll be pulled out further into the river. We've got groups here from, it looks like they're people from Robinson, all getting ready to egg on various crews. And yeah, the sun is still more or less out and it's still dry. Barely any wind here, which is going to be great conditions for the crews to race. Magdalen and Keys are just within my sight, and they're looking quite composed, quite chilled, still chatting to their bank party and getting themselves in the right mindset for the race. It'll be interesting to see how things play out between them, as from what I can gather, they have bumped one another several times. So it'll be great to see how that rivalry unfolds during this race. 1 minute cannon has gone now, and so all the boats are being pushed out into the cam, which is looking lovely and still. Still, the crowd is getting even thicker. People even brought chairs, really in it for the long haul here. And I've got a lovely Jack Russell also getting in on the action and enjoying the atmosphere. Yes, and I think that the boats are being pushed a little bit further out now. And the poles are about to be retracted, which will mean that the rowers can all get front stops and get ready to start their starting sequences. And yes, it's a matter of seconds now before the starting cannon, so all the boats are getting ready. And yes, there goes the cannon, and they're all doing long drawing strokes to get the boats moving through the water. Magdalen M1 are coming towards me now, looking very sharp, really starting to wind up the rate now. I'm putting down plenty of power, keeping them on station with Keys behind them. And I must say, I'm not really sure what I make of the Lycra this term's Magdalen crew. I'll leave it up to your judgment, Ben. Let me know what you think. But Lycra aside, they're looking very good technique-wise, all feathering and catching in perfect time with one another. And Keys are taking a tighter line around First Post Corner, being barked at by a dog as they go past. So obviously, they can feel the excitement. Fitz are still on station with Keys. Their bank party is getting really involved. And they're opening up a bit of a gap on Churchill behind them. Both of these crews, Fitz and Churchill, have rowed over throughout this week. So they're wanting to bump or at least have some kind of action this week. It looks as though Jesus, though, are closing in. They're within a length of Churchill as they come round First Post Corner. Jesus M2 are on course for Blades, so they'll be wanting to really close this down with Churchill. And they're closing down to basically a canvas. They'll have overlap by the time they get to Grassy, I reckon. And down are still on the Satan behind Jesus with a big gap opening up with Lady Margaret further behind. Ben, how are things unfolding where you are?
Well, Magdalen M1, as you can hear by the cheering, are going right now. Everyone is loving their kind of their sort of waffle grill style lycra. It's really pretty impressive. So those watching at the plough should look forward. The yellow banana boat, the Vespoli of Keys M2, a good two lengths behind them. It's being hotly pursued by Fitz M1. Fitz has it down to about half a boat length, a quarter of a boat length. Fitz are driving astonishingly well. The blade heights at Keys M2 are all over the place. But Fitz are taking a wider line, and now Churchill go past me. Churchill are driving nice and hard. But Jesus, who are on for blades, are going for those blades. Again, a quarter of a boat length between those boats. Over to you, Emma.
Yes, just now Sydney Sussex M1 are passing me, which means that Walton M1 have bumped first and third M2, which means the first and third M2 do get spooned. Sorry to all you Trinitarians listening. And Darwin are coming through, still about two boat lengths behind Sydney Sussex. And with Corpus Christi M1 still on station with Darwin.
Ben.
And a bit of a long gap opening up behind Corpus, so I'll have to tell you the action that unfolded at the bottom of the division in a bit. Ben, what's happening with you?
Ben, it's incredible. We've got overlap. And then no overlap, but overlap again between Queens M2 and Homerton M1. Queens are taking an enormously wide line around Grassy Corner. It's a big risk, but it looks like they're going to crash into the bank. Queens M2, the Blades make contact with the grass. Queens have crashed. Homerton, very lucky escape there, and there could be an enormous event. Sydney will have to pull that team out slightly. A little bit harder. They may well tap Queens, who are now starting to push out again. We try and get to Will over at Ditton Corner. Will, can you see anything that happened with those battles earlier?
Hey Ben, I've just seen Magdalen go past with Keys following a length and a half behind. Keys are hotly pursued by Fitz M1, who have got about three quarters of a boat length behind. They are driving on. Keys are tiring. And Churchill M1 to their credit, along behind them, still on stations. They're just rowing past. Jesus are nowhere to be seen. On to Tim on the breach.
Yes, so I can see the first few boats appearing now. They've got Magdalen M1 powering their way down, then followed by Keys. I can see them being chased hard by Churchill behind that, and someone appears to have come over the bank. Will, what's gone on there?
Jesus M2 have just crashed into the bank with Downing M2 following, rowing past them and presumably getting the bump. I guess that's all to say. Jesus M2 plough onto the outside of Ditton. Over to Ben.
Well, I've just seen a bump. It looks like Corpus Christi M1 have just bumped Darwin M1 here on the reach. Sydney Sussex head towards you, Will, where they may well get an overbump on Queens M2, who of course crashed into Grassy Corner. Will, what can you see?
I can see Queens coming now. I cannot see Sydney as of yet, so I'm assuming they're quite some way back. Yeah, Queens coming past me now, actually looking fairly together, rowing hard. It's about 3.5 boat lengths between them and Sydney at the moment. I can't imagine that'll be an overbump, or at least if it is, Queens are something's going to had to have gone pretty badly wrong. Sydney looking good, but I can't imagine an overbump. Over to Tim, if you've seen anything.
Yes, so Keys are just rowing past me now and following hot behind them by a quarter of a length to the Fitz men's first boat. Fitz are pulling very hard. They've got overlap now, it looks. They've just they've got some overlap. It looks like they're about to bump Keys too here. There's got to be a bump. Got to be a bump. They're steering into them now. As they come past, as they pass me, but there's definite overlap. Matt, there's definitely going to be a bump very shortly. But here,
Ben,
behind them, Churchill, Ben, it looks like it looks like Keys have conceded here, possibly. I think Fitz have just bumped up on Keys too, Ben.
Well, I apologise for the technical interference that we're hearing there, but first and third have just gone past me. The back four boats are nowhere to be seen, so I'm assuming Evans M1 have bumped Christ M2 and Katz M2 have bumped Pembroke M2, which means Katz are now in the second division proper come Lent 2015. as the only boats that I have left yet to hear from are LNBC2 and Homerton 1, and then Queen's M2 and Sydney M1. Will, did you see anything with those boats going past you?
I can't see any great movement.
We're having difficulty with the Will's line.
LNBC 2 and Homerton 1 have gone past me. Their jobs have moved away. Going past me now, Queen. They appear to have recovered from their unfortunate encounter with the bank. They've got 3 or 4 lengths on Sydney, who are look to be tiring. I don't think Sydney are going to catch up. They're putting hard, but they look exhausted. I doubt they're going to make this bump by the finish. I can't see. It would appear then that having seen Churchill and then LNBC 2, that Downing have indeed bumped up on Jesus just on Ditton Corner after Jesus' encounter with the bank. I can call that bump now. I can't see anything else coming through after Sydney, so that must mean that there's been something between Corpus and Darwin. Ben, any news on that?
Yes, I saw that bump on the plough reach, so yeah, that did happen. I think in that case, if there's no bump between LNBC and Homerton, I think we can do a rundown. So, I apologise for the technical interference. I think we're going to have to ask Will to hang up and sort that out between the races, but let's do a rundown now for now. So it looks like Magdalen 1 row over, Keys M2 were bumped by Fitz M1, Churchill M1 row over, Jesus 2 were bumped by Downing M2, LNBC 2 and Homerton 1 both row over, as do Queens 2. First and third M2 were bumped by Wolfston 1. We've got Sydney Sussex M1 rowing over, Darwin M1 bumped by Corpus M1, Christ's M2 get their blade, they were bumped by St. Ed's M1, and Pembroke M2 were bumped by Cat M2. And that's the results as we're done. Back to you in the studio.
Lens bumps.
Cam FM.